It is 15 Minutes of Fame, Poor Man's Morning Rush, and I am joined by Casey Nicoli. Many of you may not know who Casey Nicoli is, but she was very, very instrumental as an artist, as an innovator, as a visionary with the development of the band Jane's Addiction. Casey, really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
So I guess if we want to cut right to the chase of your fame, initial fame, I guess it was in somehow meeting Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction for the first time. Tell us how you met Perry Farrell.
Yeah, of course. I was just, you know, living in Los Angeles. I was really involved in music and the music industry. I loved to go see bands. And, you know, kind of that was like the punk rock and kind of post-punk era in L.A., and the music scene was super exciting, so I spent a lot of time, you know, just had friends and bands and, you know, went to a lot of shows and stuff. And we crossed paths at one point, and I just, you know, instantly had a connection and attraction to him, and I desired greatly to get to know him better.
But he wasn't famous at all at this time, right?
No. He had a band called Psycom, and they were kind of an industrial goth band that played around clubs in LA at the time, and they were amazing, such a great band. And, you know, of course, when I saw him perform, I met him, you know, just in person before I ever saw his band play, and just thought he was just so charismatic and talented, and, you know, there was such a spiritual aspect to his music and such a depth that, like, I was just hooked, you know? Right. So, you know, we started dating shortly after that, and then, you know, we kind of just always were, you know, creative partners. We were a couple, but we were also just connected really creatively.
And so it was a romance, besides the fact that you loved his music, but you guys developed romantically before he was ever famous.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we were just really connected. We were spiritually aligned. We just had a lot of the similar values and ideas about life, and we just got along really well. We just were really connected. He was looking to kind of explore a new horizon musically, and that's when he decided to start a new band. And that's how Jane's Addiction started.
Right. And how did the name Jane get in there? Explain who Jane was.
Well, Perry lived in a house called the Wilton House and kind of ran the house. He rented it, and then he rented out rooms to musicians. And that was kind of before I met him. And then I moved in to the house. And then at one point...
Where was this at?
This was in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's called the Wilton House because it was on Wilton. Wilton and like near Melrose Avenue in Hollywood. And we needed a new roommate. And Jane showed up and she needed a room to rent. And she ended up being like just really compatible with everybody in the house. Really fun, lovely person, very educated, had a full-time job. So she moved in, and there was a lot of drug activity that started happening, and it wasn't just on her part, but kind of people were coming in and out of the house that were doing a lot of drugs. And Jane ended up, you know, struggling with addiction, and she...
Was this heroin?
It was. Yes, it was, poor man.
I'm no stranger to this. You know, I was on K Rock back then.
She struggled with, you know, I struggled with addiction, you know, Perry, you know, a lot of people in the house had their moments. And so this was kind of, the focus was on Jane though. And she was bringing some unsavory characters into the house. So when Perry was getting ready to start this new band, we were thinking of band names. And, you know, I just kind of like jokingly said, what about Jane's heroin experience? And it was kind of a takeoff on Jimi Hendrix's experience. And Perry just looked at me and he goes, Jane's Addiction. And that's how the name came up.
So were you in bed when you came up with the name Jane's Addiction?
No, we were actually in the car. I think we were in the car. And we were just chatting in the car.
Was Jane with you?
We did spend time in bed, too.
Was Jane with you when you came up with the name?
No. In fact, she remembers us going into her room and saying, you know, hey, Perry was really excited. It's like, I have the new name for the band. And it's going to be Jane's Addiction. And she just kind of was horrified by the whole idea. It was... not that exciting for her.
Did she try to dissuade Perry from calling the band?
Not really. I think the way he spun it was, it's kind of like Jane Doe. It could be any addiction. It doesn't necessarily have to be. It wasn't supposed to necessarily be. If Jane's name would have been Carol or something, you know, it would have maybe been different. But because she had that kind of Jane Doe random name, it was, you know, Jane kind of was any woman, any person. You know, like Jane or John Doe kind of thing. And then addiction could be anything. It could be coffee, candy, sex, whatever. He wasn't implying necessarily, even though the name was kind of like rooted from her addiction, like it wasn't like supposed to be about Jane. It was never kind of supposed to be about her. So like the band was named after her. That isn't true. You know, although she's a really great friend and I love her, you know, it wasn't supposed to be about her.
So it developed from there. Was Jane ever like lovers with you guys or addicted?
She was just a roommate. We didn't sleep with everybody in the house.
But it's so, you know what's so funny though? Sometimes that's the way creative things take off. I mean, you don't really, it's organic, and it certainly sounds like this was.
Yeah, it was very organic, and it kind of clicked, and the name had a certain appeal to it, and it made sense. It fit their, kind of the direction he was going, and it turned out to be a pretty good name.
It is 15 Minutes of Fame. I am joined by Casey Nicoli. She was very, very instrumental as an artist, as an innovator, as a visionary with the development of the band Jane's Addiction. Explain your role, because your art went into this, and I mean the album covers that you designed. And
well, my role was just, you know, once again, a very natural, a very organic kind of transition into taking on the role of a creative director. I was very much an art partner with Perry. We fed off of each other's ideas, you know, so same thing, how the name was formed. That's how a lot of the imagery was formed. It was just like, yeah, let's do this. And then let's try this. And it was just kind of a matter of just, you know, experimenting. It was such an experimental phase in our lives, and it was really free spirited, and there was no real pressure to create. It was just like, became like kind of part of like our lifestyle, you know, just like eating and making art and sleeping, making art, you know. It just was natural, you know. And so my role was, like I said, it was just, there was this.
You were the artist though on the covers of the most.
Well, I was the model, but I was also the co-creator, and it was very much a labor of love, I guess you could say, on my part, because I believed in Perry and he believed in me. Like, he believed in me as an artist, and that gave me, it empowered me to do art. So in a way you could say he was my muse in like this process of creating, that he inspired me to be a better artist and to really fulfill the artist in me, the creative side of me, where I didn't really have an outlet for that before we met.
But that was always a gift for you, was your artwork.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was an artist as a child, and I was a painter, and I loved graphic art. And I did artwork for other musicians that I had dated in the past. And, you know, I liked playing that role. It's like kind of a supporting role. I wasn't really looking for necessary recognition for it.
Right. I am joined by Casey Nicoli, very, very instrumental as an artist, as an innovator, as a visionary with the development of the band Jane's Addiction. And what covers of the Jane's Addiction albums did you design?
Well, I co-designed Nothing Shocking, the sculpture of me as a Siamese twin. I co-designed that.
Was that the one with the kind of two naked women? Was that the Siamese twins?
Yeah, that's me. So Ted just admitted was where I pulled the phrase "Nothing's Shocking" out of, and that's what we ended up titling the album.
And that had what songs on it? That one
with Nothing Shocking, Jane Says, which was one of their big hits. And then, of course, Classic Girl, which is about me. And Summertime Rolls, which is about me.
And then the really? Other one, was that the one where it had, like, Jane on one side, you on the other, and then Perry in the middle?
No. Okay, so I'm going to have to educate you a little bit.
I need education.
It's okay. And then Ocean Size, Idiot's Rule, which was one of my favorite Jane's songs live. So great. Standing in the Shower, another one I loved. Had a Dad. And then Summertime Rolls, which is a beautiful, beautiful song about our romance and love. And then Jane Says. So those are the songs. Oh, and Pigs and Zin. I think that was on there too. That's a banger. So now we're going to go to Ritual. So on the cover of Ritual, that was another album that I co-designed, and it had another sculpture, a life-size sculpture, and it was me, myself in the middle, and then Perry was on the left, and then a woman named Ziola was on the right. And she was somebody who had been Perry's former girlfriend, and she had passed away maybe a couple years before the album came out. So it was kind of like an homage to her, a shrine to her, and like his special relationship that he had with her. And I also knew her, and so we had a special connection with her, and she was really a lovely person. So it was kind of like created around her passing. Yeah, Been Caught Stealing was on that album, and I had done the music video for Been Caught Stealing.
You were in it, or you shot it?
I wrote it and directed it. So Been Caught Stealing, Stop, Classic Girl, and Ain't No Right were the ones I was involved with. So yeah, so the music videos that happened for the Ritual album, the main one was Been Caught Stealing, and that was the one that won the MTV Award. And then Classic Girl, which was excerpts that was taken from the movie Gift that we made. It's a long-form feature film. And then Stop was another music video we did, and then we did a live Ain't No Right music video.
And you were front and center and every bit a part of this as Perry Farrell was.
Absolutely. When it comes to the visual, you know, the creative directing of the artwork and the music videos, I was front and center.
How did everything start going wrong? Because I read one of the articles that you had been quoted in, I think it was with the Huffington Post, and you said, I was a creative force behind one of the biggest rock bands of the 90s, Jane's Addiction. Then I watched them erase me from their story. How did it get to that point? I mean, because I had heard, too, that you and Perry Farrell got married even.
Right.